Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. How are you today? Welcome, and thank you for coming. My name is Lynn Ager. I'm from Rutgers University. These are my collaborators. The data for this geospatial analysis of tobacco outlet density in New Jersey, a weighted clustering approach, comes from the state of New Jersey tax records. Andy Peterson provided it to me. He was also my chair of my dissertation, and the two students that work with me are both in engineering, actually. They're very mathematically adept. Okay. Basically, what we're doing here with these data, a preponderance of literature suggests that a higher proportion of retail tobacco distributors often found in a densely populated area increases access to these products, thereby augmenting tobacco-related consumption. But when controlled for in geospatial weighted regression, the locations targeted for placement of retail tobacco stores appear to be in census tracts with higher proportion of black and Latinos or underrepresented minorities accompanied by lower income. And although previous studies demonstrate a relationship between higher percentage of ethnic variation, lower educational attainment, and lesser wages in neighborhoods with more where more stores sell tobacco in conjunction with higher smoking rates, the higher concentration may merely be an artifact of higher density, population density in that geographic area. So, what is my research examining? We're looking at the relationship between tobacco outlet density and race and educational attainment by zip code in New Jersey. You've noticed at this meeting that San Francisco and California are talking about differences between two zip codes. If you're raised in one zip code versus another, you're going to be healthier. Andy Peterson et al., he has published quite a few papers looking at tobacco consumption in these areas with underrepresented minorities. True, but I'm also want to demonstrate that they already have a higher proportion of black and Latino. So are the number of outlets correlated with population density in higher population zip code areas versus lower population geocoded regions? Is the distribution of tobacco retail stores associated with higher prevalence of black minorities and lower educational attainment per New Jersey zip code? And does the proportion of outlets differ by zip code when you're comparing rates with black race and lower educational attainment versus lower population of black race and higher educational attainment? So what we did was, in order to test it, we wanted to use Voronoi analysis. Unfortunately, Voronoi was not suitable for this, so we went to proportional-based testing, which I'm going to explain to you. We also used GIS, ArcGIS software, and MATLAB and SPS to generate maps and regression analyses and the two proportion Z tests, which you may know from elementary statistics, which I also teach at Rutgers University, by the way. also comparison of retail stores and percent minority, black race, high school education or less, and income between zip code regions. Now with differing population and number of outlets can be assessed using regression analysis. So here's the state of New Jersey. Courtesy Google on the left there, those are the zip code groups. There's 20 zip code groups. On the right, done by Lee and Nabil and Varun in our GIS, is the distribution of outlets. And you can see it follows population density pretty clearly if you know the state. Obviously, 070 and 071, 072 in the right-hand corner there, that's closest to New York. If you can look on the very bottom there, over to the, on the west side, the 081, that would be the Camden area close to Philly. Okay, so again, many studies have examined the percentage of African Americans in tobacco density in region, both as individual independent variables and an interaction term for their direct effect on the dependent variable of smoking prevalence. Regression analyses show that percent minority in tobacco density significantly predicts smoking rates in a given geographic zone. However, tobacco use is known to be highest among persons with lower educational attainment, especially those with a high school diploma or less. A greater proportion of black Americans are less likely to complete high school versus white Americans, and smoking prevalence is highest among white youth versus black. Oops, sorry. Okay, so... So while public health has called for raising the tobacco excise tax, cost has not been a factor in decreasing smoking rates. Rather, increasing the legal age of cigarette smoking has actually decreased smoking prevalence. We have about a 20%, 21% rate in the United States of America. 60 years ago it was, do you know? about 50% of the population. Think of all those old movies, Humphrey Bogart smoking all the time. Okay. Populations with lower educational attainment, particularly teens with high school or less, appear, regardless of race or ethnicity, to be most at risk for tobacco use, and educational attainment and smoking prevalence has not been well studied. During the early 80s and 90s, marketing of tobacco-related products was targeted to youth. If you remember the Joe Camel, yes, some of you shaking your heads out there. Think of, I was born in the mid-60s, I'm thinking of the Marlboro Man on the sports channels with my elder siblings watching lots of sports, and early 70s until that was discontinued also on billboards and in magazines. Okay, so these tables right here, which are poor, excuse me, they're not that clear, but there's your, hopefully you can pick out your respective state there. If you look there, you'll see the greatest proportion of people who smoke are white, which follows population density. The median, also less, lower educational attainment, less than high school, which is the second column. And age, of course, it's predominantly younger. If you go to New Jersey, which is the fifth one down, we've got a 19.6 rate of smoking, and the median for all 50 states is 21.6 on the bottom. I could use a pointer. One of my students in my class said he was going to give me one for Christmas. Okay, to test the distribution of tobacco outlets, by population in conjunction with census block demographic variables, we used a two-proportion z-test with different population-impaired zip codes. Census-level track data were linked to the geocoded zip code areas. That's where we were able to get the data. That is the race and ethnicity paired with the state tax records. That's how we got the tobacco outlets. Attributes within the zip code regions with disparate population, number of residents per district for each zip code are compared for tobacco outlets, percent minority, educational attainment, and median income. And the number of tobacco outlets are then regressed against these affirmation factors by zip code. So here is the percentage by zip code group. As I showed you earlier, and on the next slide you'll see it again. Obviously, 070 has the largest in this, the 07 group, 19.18%. And the next largest, 071, 6.84. There's the state of New Jersey again, by zip code region. Think of your own states. Think of population density. Think of where your tobacco outlets would be concentrated, most highly concentrated. And there's the next set, 080, that's more like South Jersey, again, 081, 13.04, and 080, that'd be closer to the Philadelphia area, Camden, Cherry Hill, all those areas. Okay, these graphs are, again, ArcView GIS, courtesy of the Lee and Varun, thank you guys. Race distribution there, it shows you that the red is hard to see. Sorry, would be the white and black. It's still, we have higher concentration of whites in those population density areas. On the right, educational attainment, again, lower educational attainment depicted in red. So obviously there's correlation there. You can tell already just from geospatial age, younger age, concentrated in those areas. Obviously, there's more work. Gender, blue is male, yellow is female, and that's pretty equal. Okay, so here's just some preliminary results. What we did, since we have 11,686 outlets, yes, we do, a huge number in the state of New Jersey, we took a random sample of 545, and we looked at least initially some correlations, and you can see that black, less than 12 years of education is highly correlated. Also, less than 12 years of education and the number of tobacco outlets is highly correlated. And, of course, median income highly correlated with tobacco outlets, the percent black, and less than 12 years of education, higher percentage there. Okay, these are simple regressions. We just ran educational attainment with the outcome of number of outlets, and on the right was black ethnicity. And you see they're kind of clustered. They could use some transformation. These are, as I said, 545. Here are the two models. We put in black, definitely significant there. Then we put in the other two, less than 12 years of education and median income, and they're all significant. Okay. Thank you. And as, of course, you add variables, your adjusted R-square is going to increase a little bit, so we've got an almost 20% variance explained. Okay, and same here. These are showing you the F-test of the two models. Here's the two-proportion Z-test, which basically when you have two samples, you compare them and divide them put them on top of each other. And these tables here, which I'll go through quickly, are comparing zip code groups, let's say with similar educational attainment, less than 12 years, but outlets. And each time we do this, we get significant. So it is, it answers both questions here. It's hard to say. Same with educational attainment. Answers both questions. Yes, higher concentration of minorities in higher density population areas. So here's the implication for determining policy, whether or not decreasing the number of outlets is going to decrease smoking. Limiting the number of vendors selling tobacco within a given area is not going to decrease consumption. It's the idea of reduced access yields diminished tobacco use. I have friends that smoke. They go over to Pennsylvania and buy the cigarettes. Literally, it's cheaper. Or you can go on the internet and get it, right? Easily. However much consumption may be associated with availability, certainly online purchases has eliminated any of those barriers like distance and road travel. So the idea here is to look at causal direction of access versus excess. So the more access, the more utilization. We know from other types of studies of utilization, access doesn't always promote or decrease utilization. So does access mitigate utilization of tobacco use? No, in my view. We need to do some more work here, though, to weight some of the regressions and see what happens. And my question for all of you, what are the underlying behaviors that determine smoking cessation, thereby lessening the overall prevalence of smoking in the U.S.? So this isn't simply a question of access. Rather, it's a question of behavior, and that's what we need to target. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have a great afternoon.